Blog Talk Radio.
It was the world will not be the same. Two people laughed. Two people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the lines in the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita.
Without further ado, I'd like to introduce a young man who yesterday took our notions of reality and turned them inside out.
Hey, good evening, World Brain here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the World Consciousness. And I'm sure most of you who saw the so-called debate tonight have a problem with the format. However, my opinion, McCain came out looking a lot better. He was a little redundant on some of his replies, some of the answers, but honestly, Obama seemed like he was just falling back on his stump speeches. So, and it's getting kind of old. So, Will Brain here. From long absence, just wanted to check in. This is getting exciting. It's getting a little boring, this presidential thing. I actually was kind of hoping that some of the stuff that was in his McCain's speeches, the forceful McCain, the accusatory McCain, truth-telling McCain would come out. It did a couple glimmers, but it was more pat answers, too, on his behalf. Like I say, reiterating some of the same things. For the most part, actually answering the questions, unlike Obama at one point, it seemed like McCain was more attentive to actually answering the question that was posed. So, let's see. Yeah, that's sort of my feel on that. This is the World Brain. This is the World Consciousness. Anybody want to debate, talk about what their take on tonight's debate was? Tom Brokaw, actually, I thought, did a very even-handed job. And the questions, I think they actually wanted to get there. Out of 80 people, there I think, maybe 8 people actually posed questions. You want to call in? 646-716-7061. This is the World Brain. This is the World Consciousness. I was recording it as I went along and kind of commenting as I was doing shredding some paper, so I didn't get a chance to listen it back to any of it, but I was a little concerned at one point where Tom Brokaw, they asked how to prioritize the economy, health care, and entitlements, and at first, it's like, wow, is he going to remember those three? And he sort of goes over and he's almost like going to pick up a piece of paper to write it down or something. I was like, wait a minute, uh-oh. I said, and then he asked Tom Brokaw to repeat it. I don't know if anybody caught that moment. That was a little tense for me. And I thought he was Obama wasn't grasping for words or thoughts, which was a momentous change in his typical speeches, not unless he's on a prompter, teleprompter. So I guess in that regard, I felt he did fairly well. But he always, and John McCain mentioned at one point, he even made note of that, he says, my opponent always seems to go back to, well, what can the government do to fix this? And John McCain, rightly so, was more reliant on the fact that the Americans can do spirit. He was really talking up the American attitude and our wherewithal to see our way through the problems. So that was good. That was good. I was glad to hear that. Again, this is the world consciousness. I am the world thing. 646-716-7061, if you'd like to call. Talk about what happened, what you saw, what you felt tonight. I actually thought the one point where Obama really got stuck was on the Pakistan issue. I think he, McCain, really shined there. You know, when he was saying, well, you don't want to telegraph what you're going to do. And rightly so, McCain said, you know, you don't, if you're going to go into Pakistan and get bin Laden, you don't tell a Pakistani that you're going to do that. And then he retorted that, well, you said jokingly you were going to bomb Iran, and I'm like, wait a minute, come on, you know, you got to have a sense of humor here. You got to know that, and McCain even had to say that he said that in a kidding way to somebody once, and that was just like pointless. So. Let me see. Check something out here. World Brain 716-646-716-7061. If you want to call in, got any questions, comments, please feel free. Let me see. There's one part on here. Where is it?
You get the last word, and Obama had the opening. I think what I don't know is what all of us don't know.
Oh, yeah, what he don't know. It's just a question.
That was... The challenges that we face are unprecedented. Americans are hurting tonight.
What he don't know. That was actually a stupid question.
There are challenges around the world that are new and different. And they will be different. We will be talking about countries sometime in the future if we hardly know where they are.
So we're listening to John McCain's last response. I thought it was interesting.
But I have spent my whole life serving this country. I grew up in a family where my father was gone most of the time because he was at sea and doing our country's business. My mother basically raised our family. I know what it's like in dark times. I know what it's like going through difficult times. I know what it's like to rely on others. For support, courage, love in tough times. I know what it's like to have your comrades reach out to you and your neighbors and your fellow citizens and pick you up and put you back in the fight. That's what America's all about. I believe in this country. I believe in its future. I believe in its greatness. It's been my great honor to serve it for many, many years. And I'm asking the American people to give me another opportunity. And I'll rest on my record, but I'll also tell you, times are tough. We need steady hand at the tiller. And the great honor of my life is to always put my country first. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much, Senator McCain.
Thank very you. Well. I think that was it. I really honestly think that was a heartfelt response to wrap that up. He just comes across, He rings sincere. That's one thing that I always liked about John McCain. Whether or not you agree with everything he says, policies, you know, he means what he says, and it's obvious for the most part, especially him, when he isn't clear on something or he doesn't know. He won't try to shuck and jive you and, you know, bamboozle you. So, and the economy thing, I just don't, you know, I was talking to a friend earlier about this. I was watching the C-SPAN, Soviet show trial, that poor guy at Lehman, head of that CEO of Lehman Brothers. That was really terrible. We're talking about, you know, they're making an issue of, you know, the CEO's benefits packages, bonuses, and the like. And my opinion on that is, you know what, when you enter into a private agreement, private contract with a company to provide a certain service, to fill a certain position, you enter into a private contract, and hopefully, more often than not, that contract is honored if it requires bonuses and things like that. That's fine. That's, if they're willing to give you the money, they have it to give it to you, that's fine. I don't think it's appropriate for government to be sitting there telling a private individual whether or not it's fair or unfair, no matter what you think about it. It's none of government's business. I didn't elect that guy. That guy was hired. Obviously went through a vetting process. He got the job. He was qualified to do the job. Now, if there was any legalities, issues that were any infractions as far as the legalities go, then that's a different story. Then that should be dealt with in a legal manner. And you have authorities that would... There are finance crimes and the like. Any impropriety as far as any contractual issues if he entered into any kind of contract with the government. Likewise, there's going to be penalties and the like then. That's not the forum for it, not in some hearing in the State House somewhere. I was quite disappointed, and they're jumping all over these guys. And the fact of the matter is that we're even having this discussion, and I mean, it's just pretty sad, actually, pretty sad state of affairs. What we should be having, and I've said it before, we should be having grand juries being seated and interviewing the likes of Barney Franks, Franklin Graines, Kent Johnson, Jamie Gorelick. That's what should be happening. These people should be asked, especially in light of, in the case of Franklin Graines, outright illegality, when they were fudging their numbers put in place those bonuses, that triggered those bonuses, I should say, that they got. And that was clearly illegal. I mean, they were on the government dime, and the fact of the matter is that the one Franklin Raines guy is a financial advisor to Obama, is it? That doesn't sit too well but do a lot of people know that? And tonight, that's why there wasn't just the right format for John McCain to start getting them to specifics. I don't know what would be the best, like the round table discussion where they're sitting there face to face and give each one of them 5 minutes and let them talk about what they want to talk about. Or maybe just give basic guidelines, just divide it up into half-hour segments, a half-hour on the economy, a half-hour on national defense, foreign policy, and another half-hour on the role of government, whatever. That's, you know, and let it go wherever it goes. I think that would be more probably the best way. Maybe like a gladiator, you know, put him in the arena for battle kind of thing. It's World Brains, World Consciousness, talking about presidential debate, your feelings on that, or pretty much anything to do with the presidential race. 646-716-7061 if you want to call in. This is the World Consciousness. Basically just blathering about here. And I can't find my file. And let's see. Where are we at? Trying to open up. For some reason I can't get this open.
Your jobs, your pensions, your retirement accounts, your ability to send your child or your grandchild to college. And I believe this is a final word on the failed economic policies in the last 8 years, strongly promoted by President Bush and supported by Senator McCain, that essentially said that we should strip away regulations, consumer protections, let the market run wild, and prosperity would reign.
Oh, I didn't know George Bush was
glad. It worked out that way. And so now we've got to take some decisive action. Now, step one was a rescue package that was passed last week. We've got to make sure that works properly. And that means strong oversight, making sure that investors, taxpayers are getting their money back, and keep their investments. But we are cracking down.
That's it, more government. Yeah, you want government to fix problems that they created already. That's quite interesting. And, I digress. Earlier, I was telling my friend that, you're sitting there, these politicians are sitting there pillaring these Wall Street types when they had just as much, if not more, to do with the whole problem than they themselves did. It's a nice cover. It's really a nice scam. And I'm sure you probably heard it, and I'm not the only one that probably will say it or has said it, but it was quite interesting how the Democrats maneuvered this whole economic debacle to this point. To what degree it was engineered, well, we know some of the history of it, how it got to this point. The fact of the matter is that so-called bailout, as it was supposed to, at least what they said in public, at least the politicians that were going to vote on and pushing for it. But if you actually listen to, which was his name, John Simon, economist from the Brookings Institute, I was watching, caught this on C-SPAN, and he was saying that actually this was the first step in the whole process, and there were no guarantees at any point along the way. And the politicians weren't reiterating that for some reason. And looking through the bill, turns out that it was weighted down with all these earmarks and all this pork, basically just as a hedge to get somebody's vote, to get somebody to come on board with the bill as it was structured, which is, I thought, pretty pitiful, my opinion being that it should be one issue dealt with as is, nothing added to it. So, and that was quite distressing. Crazy. I hate even thinking about it anymore. It's just that, getting back to my point now, the people that got us to this point, are they going to get held accountable for it? No, I doubt it very much. Is anybody going to even pay attention? I doubt it. It's all going to be swept under the rug. Basically, like, we're dealing with Social Security and Medicare. We're going to want government to fix it. They're going to try to do something, but there are always going to be these half measures. Nobody's really going to stand up and say what really has to be done and to see it through. This is the World Brains World Consciousness. 671-670-6121, come on, call in. Feel free, you want any questions. You can email me at braintrust@yahoo.com if you so choose. Just listening a little bit to Obama's reply and the opening salvo.
Making sure that they're not getting the golden parachute as a consequence of this package. And in fact, we just found out that AIG, a company that got bailed out, just a week after they got help, went on a $400,000 jumping. Right, so the president should demand that money back.
How government
involved itself
in
the middle class being arrested. That means
$1 billion in over 10 years. Our goal should be, in 10 years' time, we are free of dependence on Eastern oil. And we can do it. So when JFK said, we're going to the moon in 10 years, nobody was sure how to do it, but we understood that if the American people make a decision to do something, it gets done. So that would be priority number one. Healthcare is priority number two, because that broken healthcare system is bad not only for families, but it's making our businesses less competitive. And number three, we've got to deal with education, so that our young people are competitive in a global economy. But just one point I want to make, John. Senator McCain mentioned looking at our records. We do need to look at our records. Senator McCain likes to talk about earmarks a lot, and that's important. I want to go line by line through every item in the federal budget and eliminate programs that don't work and make sure that those that do work, work better and cheaper. But understand this. We also have to look at where some of our tax revenues are going. So when Senator McCain proposes a $300 billion tax cut, a continuation not only of the Bush tax cuts, but an additional $200 billion that he's going to give to big corporations, including big oil companies, $4 billion worth, that's money out of the system. And so we've got to prioritize both our spending side and our tax policies to make sure that they're working for you. That's what I'm going to do as President of the United States.
All right, gentlemen, I'll remind you one more time about time. We're going to have a larger deficit than the federal government does if we don't get this under control here before too long. We, Senator McCain, for you, we have our first question from the Internet tonight. A child of the Depression, 78-year-old Fiora from Chicago. Since World War II, we have never been asked to sacrifice anything to help our country except the blood of our heroic men and women as president. What sacrifices will you ask every American to make to help restore the American dream and to get out of the economic morass that we're now in?
Well, Fiora, I'm going to
ask the American people to understand that there's some programs that we may have to eliminate. I first proposed a long time ago that we would have to examine every agency and every bureaucracy of government, and we're going to have to eliminate those that aren't working. I know a lot of them that aren't working. One of them is the defense spending, because I've taken on some of the defense contractors. I saved the taxpayers $6.8 billion in a deal for an Air Force tanker that was done in a corrupt fashion. I believe that we have to eliminate the earmarks, and sometimes those projects, not the overhead projector that Senator Obama asked for, but some of them that are really good projects will have to be eliminated as well, and they'll have to undergo the same scrutiny that all projects with others. So we're going to have
all right. I guess that's about it. I guess I have to cut this short tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, World Brain, World Consciousness, if you're listening, thank you for your listenership. And,
I
know.
I'm
tired of talking about this crap.
But,
have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen.